Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
How y'all doing, Memphis? This is T.O. Crivens. You're listening to WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM.
Welcome. You're listening to 91.7 FM, and you are also listening to WYXR, Raised by Sound. We are Let's Get Lost. We come to you every single Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. We bring you the best in jazz, the best we have to offer you this week. And it's been a tough week. We've lost, we lost two. You know what they say, you know, that three thing. I hope that's not true, because we lost two titans, really. I mean, I don't even know. I'm not being hyperbolic. I mean, these are two individuals that were at the top level of the music, building the music. I call them, jazz architects. Yesterday we lost one, and I didn't, this was kind of in the evening when I found out. I was like, well, I'm not going to really be able to do much on the show. So I'm hoping John next week, hint, 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 gives us some Roy Haynes. Mr. Roy Haynes passed yesterday. Hopefully John will do some Roy Haynes next week. I gave you a little taste. I might play another Haynes cut on the show, but Mr. Roy Haynes, he was 99 years old. And look, it wasn't like he retired 20 years ago. He's been active most of those. I think maybe a few years ago he kind of stopped playing or stopped playing publicly. Born March 13th, 1925. Roy Haynes was a drummer who is at the beginning of the bebop movement and continues to be a relevant artist and composer or shaper of the music for decade after decade after decade after decade. I mean, he's playing with Charlie Parker, and then in the 70s he's making important records with like Chick Corea. So that gives you a little bit of an idea. And then in the 90s and in the aughts, when I got to see him, he had formed a essentially a youth band that was to highlight young talent. That's when I saw him a couple times in New York. In the early aughts, he was very active around New York. I was living there, and he was playing all the time with like a young quintet, I think, or sextet, and was just still, absolutely no loss in his technique or his his fire, his energy. And of course, back then he was in his like late 70s. When I think about it now, it's kind of funny. This is 20 years ago. He's in his late 70s. Still doing it. They called him Snap Crackle. Hopefully, we'll get a full Roy Haynes show. We just to let you know, you just heard Roy Haynes with one of his solo projects. He didn't make a lot of solo projects, but this one was, as a leader, but this one was definitely one in that was important to us in Memphis because it had featured a Memphian, Phineas Newborn, there on piano, if you didn't already know. That's We Three, a record that is very dear to a lot of people in the jazz world, especially piano trio fans or even a lot of Memphians. I heard some people talking about it on Facebook. They were mentioning this record. Roy Haynes, Paul Chambers on bass. This was on New Jazz, 1958. That was Our Delight. I'd highly recommend that record, We Three. But we also lost another titan of the music several days ago, and I'm gonna do a little set of his music, and that's Papa Lou Donaldson. He died on the 9th of this month. Lou, and he was 90, I think he was 98, 97, something like that. He was born in 26, so do the math, 98. Papa Lou comes on the scene again around the same time as Roy does. A little bit later, actually. Roy's really on the scene at the explosion of the bebop movement in the late 1940s. Lou, I think he gets out of the military. Of course, he did a military service, and I think gets out right in the late 40s, moves to New York, and in the early 50s he's on the scene as the next generation of bop practitioners. He's one of the young fellas that has been completely transformed by Charlie Parker's music, like a lot of people were, and he quickly develops a relationship with the Blue Note label, who we play a lot of Blue Note records up here, and he made tons of records on that label and his original Jazz Messenger. He has this huge career, a long career, makes lots of records as a leader, ends up in the 60s, part of the soul, quintessential member or quintessential architect of the soul jazz movement, of the Boogaloo movement. And I got to see Papa Lou. They called him Papa Lou. I saw him several times also in New York with his organ quartet, and he was always hilarious, very funny character. He had this really funny intro, or he would talk about, we don't play no fusion or no confusion, and we play straight ahead jazz, and that's what he did for many, many years. So enough talking. I'm gonna play a little Lou Donaldson set for you. We're just gonna play some cuts. like I said, he's on just a million records as a sideman. I want to play some stuff of him as a leader, which he made. You could do a whole 3-hour show of just Lou Donaldson leader date cuts. And then you could do a whole nother. I mean, like I said, these guys have been making records. You know, they had 70-year careers, and we should all be so lucky. We're going to start with a record that I really like. It's kind of near and dear to me, Lou Donaldson Plus Three, Lou Donaldson with the Three Sounds. And can't go wrong there, right? And we'll hear their version of Three Little Words. Lou Donaldson, rest in peace. Thank you.
Thank you. Support for WYXR, including the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, comes from Old Dominic Distillery. Pure Memphis whiskeys, vodkas, and gin, all made in downtown Memphis. More information about Old Dominic and the distillery at olddominic.com.
All right, go check out that Old Dominic. They doing the good stuff over there. We just heard a really, I had a lot of fun on that set. If you're just joining us, we lost the great Papa Lou Donaldson on the 9th of this month, 98 years old, and left a incredible testament to his work, to his music, the music that he loved very deeply, bebop, post-bop, whatever you want to call it. He did it, and we heard a bunch of cuts to that showed us how well he did it. Mr. Donaldson cut. Now, this record we just heard, we've played before, and it just sort of gets me a little rankled. But, you know, there is the business of music, which we love so dearly. And Blue Note, even the great Blue Note was subject to it, making decisions based on material concerns. Lush Life was the name of the album. Cut in 1967, did not see the light of day till 1980. Because, according to Wiki, and I don't know if this is true, and I've heard this before, is that Lou Donaldson had a record, and we're not going to play it up here. I might play some Alligator Boogaloo at some point. I've played that record up here. That record was successful. It's a crossover record. It's really maybe the seminal soul jazz work of the 1960s. That record, for a lot of good reasons, it's a great record. But it was successful. They were selling records, which Blue Note sometimes struggled to do. And so when that happened, it's like, well, we can't put out this beautiful, lush, you know, whatever. I think it's a nonet, tenet, small big band, I guess you'd put it, with all these beautiful, lush arrangements. So we're going to shelve it. And they did. But luckily, we still have it. And luckily, it's out in the world. It has been for many years. But at the time it was recorded, it didn't come out. Lush Life came out in 1980, like I said. That featured the arrangements of Duke Pearson, and it's a who's who on the record. I won't name all the people, but Freddie Hubbard's on it, Wayne Shorter, a bunch of great people are on this record. I would highly recommend it, Lush Life, and that was, of course, Sweet and Lovely. Before that, we heard a cool but kind of pre-organ record, but not quite doing the James Brown thing quite yet. This is Good Gracious. It's the name of the album, also on Blue Note. These are all Blue Note records. 1963, that was their version of Cherry. It featured an incredible band of Grant Green, John Patton, Ben Dixon. That trio, I mean, they would make trio records and backup people. That was just a quintessential organ trio. And Lou Donaldson recognized that and made that great record. Go check that out. Good Gracious is the name of the album. For that, probably one of his great, you know, might put it in Lou's top, for me at least, top three albums of all time, Blues Walk, 1958 on Blue Note. I've played this record up here before. That was the beautiful arrangement of Autumn Nocturne, just an incredible testament, or incredible just document, I should say. That version, is just amazing. So many good things are happening on that take. It's like, I'm guessing maybe this was his road band, because the pianist is Herman Foster, I'm not familiar with, and I've said this on their show before, Peck Morrison on bass. Dave Bailey I'm familiar with on drums, but I'm curious if this was like maybe his road band at the time. Maybe you don't see a couple of these names often on the Blue Note catalog, but anyway, they did an incredible job. Great record. For that, one of my favorite Lou Donaldson records, LD plus three, Lou Donaldson with the three sounds. You cannot go wrong. If a Blue Note record says the three sounds is good, it's a sign of quality. That was their version of Three Little Words. It's the opening cut on the record. One of the reasons I have to say I love that cut so much, and I was going to play another cut, but one of the reasons I love that cut so much is, I have to say, is because of Gene Harris's solo, the pianist. Amazing piano solo. Andrew Simpkins on bass, Bill Dowdy on drums. That was our Lou Donaldson set. I could play more. I mean, you know, I could sit and do this all day long. We could play Lou Donaldson cuts all day long. I'd be happy. But we're going to move on, and we'll probably do, like I said, you know, Lou, and if you just joined the show, also we lost another Titan in Roy Haynes, great drummer, and I think we're going to probably be playing some Lou Donaldson and Roy Haynes cuts this month, because these two fellas were they were, you know, in their late 90s when they passed, and they pretty much were playing up till that point. You know, they left a huge, they had a huge career, so we're going to be playing cuts from those guys. I'm going to move on now. We're going to play some Lockjaw Eddie Davis, as, you know, sometimes you got to play some Lockjaw Eddie Davis. This is his version of On Green Dolphin Street. Thank you.
Want to make a big impact without getting lost in a big system? Join Youth Villages to be a force for families while becoming part of one. Help make positive changes on a national scale, one community at a time. It takes a family to transform lives. Start with yours. Apply now at youthvillages.org/careers.
LRK is proud to support the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, a nationally recognized full-service architectural planning and interior design firm. LRK has advanced to the built environment in the city of Memphis for over 40 years. Learn more about how LRK can bring your ideas to life at lrk.com.
All right, we just heard Dexter Gordon with an incredible rendition of Night in Tunisia. I've been on a Night in Tunisia kick lately. From Our Man in Paris, 1963 on Blue Note. We also just heard, that was, of course, Bud Powell, Pierre Michelot, and Kenny Clarke. They were all living in Paris at the time. Before that, we heard the great Tiny Grimes, Dern Tootin' from his Tiny in Swingville, 1959, on the Swingville imprint. Jerome Richardson, also on tenor saxophone, Ray Bryant, piano, Wendell Marshall, bass, A.T., Art Taylor on drums. And before that, of course, we heard, more Bud Powell, one of the greatest records ever, The Amazing Bud Powell, Volume 1, Sonny Rollins on tenor, Fats Navarro on trumpet, Tommy Potter bass, the great Roy Haynes, who we just lost yesterday or a couple days ago. Hopefully we're going to be playing a lot more Roy Haynes on shows to come. We have reached the end of the show. Shelby's coming up next. I want to thank everybody for listening. We're going to go on just a smidge of Lou Donaldson at the very beginning of his career. Rest in peace, Lou Donaldson. Papa Lou, we'll see you next.